friends. I'm your host, Erin Port, and welcome to the Simple Purposeful Living Podcast. Life can be overwhelming and busy, so once a week, I invite you to join me, and together we will make simple tweaks to uncomplicate the hard parts of our life so we can spend more time doing what we love. You don't have to overhaul your life to love it, so let's get started. Well, Easter is early this year, so I wanted to hop in and share some simple and purposeful ideas with you. We don't get any time off of school around here, so we just celebrate with our immediate family, but I still try to make the celebration super sweet and fun and remember the reason for the celebration, the resurrection of Jesus. So whether you celebrate with large family, you're going to be all by yourself this Easter, I'm going to share some simple Easter activity ideas, some fun Easter treats, what to do with all those leftover hard-boiled eggs, and some Easter gift ideas with you. So let's hop in. All right, let's start with some simple Easter activity ideas. So like I said, our family isn't around here. We don't have a lot of time off. So in years past, I've invited our neighbors over for an egg extravaganza brunch, which really is just a few simple egg games. And then I tell our neighbors to bring some sort of breakfast treat. So anything from donuts to bagels to an egg bake. Everybody brings some food. I have some coffee. We just have a lot of fun. We start with an egg hunt. And then we go from there. We do egg roulette, which is super fun. I hard boil some eggs and then some eggs I don't. And then we have people smack their head with the egg. And the person that doesn't get an egg on their head moves on to the next round. You can do an egg roll, obviously, just like what they do at the White House, where they're knocking a hard boiled egg from one point to the other. We like to do an egg toss, where we have a pair of people that they toss the egg further and further apart. It's super fun, super simple, like I said, and all of these egg games are super simple to put together. So I totally recommend having an extravaganza brunch, even if it's for your family. I think games just are always a good idea. If you're coming to my house, you're probably going to play a party game. Okay, the next thing I like is resurrection eggs. We've done these forever. We were actually given them as a gift when our kids were little, but it's a set of a dozen eggs, and you start 12 days before Easter, so you're going to want to start pretty soon. If you are just listening to this now and order them, you could do a couple a night. That's what we have to do sometimes, but it gives you a little blurb to read and a little item inside of an egg that depicts a part of the Easter story. So it's just a really great way to illustrate to the kids what Easter is all about. And they're called resurrection eggs. You can get them on Amazon. You can find them all places, but it's a fun Easter tradition. And again, a reason kind of explains the reason for the celebration. Okay, now here are some spins on the traditional Easter egg hunt. Like I said, I have people over. We love to do an Easter egg hunt. Now that my kids are getting a little older, we do something that my mom started years ago, and I slip a little bit of money into the eggs. Now, not every egg has money, but there is one egg that has a $20 bill in it. There's a couple of eggs that have a $5 bill in it. There's a couple of eggs that have $1 bills. I'm telling you what, it is so fun and the kids go crazy. Even the older kids will get into the mix when you put a little bit of money on the line. So we also like to do it by color, especially if you have a large age range where you don't want the big kids to steal all the little kids' eggs. So you could have, you know, Quincy be blue and Vera be red and Lucille be pink and Solon be yellow. And that way they all get their own eggs. And you might even say, like, each of you has 12 eggs, because it never goes without fail that a few always go missing. We end up finding them like months later. And we live on a golf course, so sometimes we think golf balls or eggs. Anyway, but I highly recommend doing it by color. You could also do glow in the dark. This is super fun. We started this during the pandemic when we had nothing else to do. We probably did a glow in the dark Easter egg hunt like probably once a day for weeks. But you get little finger lights. You can get them on Amazon. Put them inside of an egg. Again, you could do it by color because we have ones that are in four different colors. You put them all over the house, put them in the backyard, and they have to collect how many or whatever. You could even do it by time. So anytime we do a competition, like I said, my older kids are in. So we'll even see, like, how fast can you get and find your 12 eggs and you time it. You could even have them see if they can beat their previous time. Lots of great ways to spin an Easter egg hunt. You can do it inside. You can do it outside. Glow in the dark. Add a little money. Lots of fun spins. Okay, the next idea is you could even egg somebody's house. No, I'm not talking about the old school egg where you're like throwing eggs at their door. This is you leave a little sign that says you've been egged and how many eggs you've hidden around, and you can actually hide Easter eggs at somebody else's house for them to find. And it's just a really fun way. I actually have a printable on my website that you can download for free. So I'll go ahead and put that in the show notes. Super fun way to pass along a little Easter cheer with somebody you know. All right, of course, there's the traditional egg decorating. Last year, we found this new contraption called the Egg Mazing. It's a fan favorite. You use markers or Sharpie markers to as the egg is spinning to make lines and different designs on the egg. Our neighbor brought it and I ended up buying one myself and putting it in my Easter stuff because my kids absolutely loved it. We also have the pause kits that, you know, we just buy those. I actually have the plastic egg-shaped cups that I just reuse every single year. So I just have to buy the little pez or the little, you know, things you put in to make the watercolor. We love egg decorating and we try to have like 6 to 12 per person, which means we have a whole bunch of eggs that we need to do something with. My husband's family used to hide the hard-boiled eggs around their house, but he said that one time they forgot one and they could not figure out what the smell was coming from, and they ended up finding a very rancid, months-old Easter hard-boiled egg. So we don't hide those. We hide the plastic kind, but you could hide those if you wanted to. Okay, let's talk about some Easter treats besides the hard-boiled eggs, of course. The first thing you could do is decorate Easter egg cookies. Get a shape. You could even just do round ones and make them into Easter eggs. But decorating cookies is always fun and a good idea. We also love resurrection rolls. This is a super simple recipe. I will include it in the show notes. But you get crescent rolls, you get big marshmallows, and then you mix a little bit of cinnamon sugar and butter. And basically, you take a triangle of the crescent roll, you wrap up a marshmallow inside, you dip it in a little bit of butter, and then sprinkle cinnamon sugar on top and put it in a muffin tin. Basically, why they're called resurrection rolls is as you cook them in the oven, it's 350 for 9 to 11 minutes, the marshmallow actually melts and quote unquote disappears, just like what Jesus did in the tomb, right? He conquered death and resurrected. And so they're called resurrection rolls, and they are delicious. We always eat them for Easter morning breakfast or with our lunch. And again, kids can help with this, a great way for them to get into the kitchen. So if you're looking for the resurrection roll recipe, it will be in our show notes. Okay, another favorite memory of mine is my mom made an Easter bunny cake. So you can shape a cake into the shape of an Easter bunny. She used coconut for the fur and spaghetti for the whiskers. Anyway, you probably maybe can relate, but as a child of the late 80s and early 90s, we had cakewalks at our school fun nights. And my mom made an Easter bunny cake one time. So just a fun way, like even if you look up something with your kids, like a dirt cup or something springy, like an Easter bunny cake, just thinking creatively and how you can get your kids involved in the kitchen. Never underestimate a little kitchen fun at the holidays. And it's practical and purposeful because then you can enjoy it with your Easter meal. Are you overwhelmed about the thought of what to pack, what suitcase to bring, trying not to overpack, but you don't want to forget anything? Let me help you. Download our free travel planner, including itinerary printables, errand road trip packing checklists, car game ideas, and more. And did I mention it's free? Grab yours today at www.simplepurposefulliving.com/travel and simplify the packing and traveling process so you can enjoy that coveted vacation. All right, so what do you do with all those leftover hard-boiled eggs? So we always have a lot. So my subsequent meal plan for the following week always includes lots of hard-boiled eggs. I'm actually going to place in the show notes 8 ideas to do with hard-boiled eggs because, you know, you can only eat so many deviled eggs. Although I love them, and we do include those as part of our Easter brunch, Easter lunch, we do have hard-boiled eggs deviled eggs. And then we also love egg salad sandwiches. I have a very simple recipe. It's just hard-boiled eggs chopped up, mayo, a little bit of salt and pepper, all mixed together. We love egg salad sandwiches. We'll even put egg salad on BLTs. Don't knock it until you try it. So like regular BLT items, plus add a little egg salad in lieu of the mayo. Oh my goodness, so good. Add egg salad BLTs to your after Easter meal plan. Also, you could do like a chicken nugget salad bar with like hard-boiled eggs chopped up and chopped up chicken nuggets and all the salad bar fixings. We also love to do those breakfast pizza bagels. So instead of scrambled eggs, you can totally just chop up hard-boiled eggs, put a little cream cheese on your bagel, put the hard-boiled eggs on top. If you want to put like sausage or bacon and then sprinkle cheese on top, put them in the oven for about 15 minutes at 425 degrees and you have a really delicious simple breakfast, lunch, or dinner using up those leftover hard-boiled eggs. So those are five simple ideas. Again, I have a blog post with 8 ideas that I will attach in the show notes in case you want more. Okay, let's talk about Easter gift ideas. Whenever I think about Easter gift ideas, I'm always thinking about the next season and how I can be purposeful in what I give. Things like outside toys. Do we need to stock up on chalk? Do we need to stock up on some new bubbles or maybe some new outside toys that got punctured or broken last year? You know, maybe a new kite or a new scooter or some new sandals or flip-flops or a new bathing suit or towel or goggles. Anything that you might need for the coming season, I always try to think ahead. Of course, books are always a fan favorite because we keep all of our seasonal books with our seasonal decor. So when I decorated for Easter, I pulled out our seasonal Easter books, put them in a special basket in our living room. That way those books are brand new. They feel fun and exciting. Our kids want to read them. And then at the end of the season, I just put those books back away with the decor until next season. So I recommend, you know, getting some books about the holiday, depending on how you celebrate, if that's Jesus's resurrection, or if you want to get some on my mom's favorite song. What is that song? Little Peter Cottontail hopping through the anyway, that one. So any of those kinds of books you might want to pick up. Of course, candy is always a good idea. I also love anything that we can take on a upcoming road trip because we're going to be traveling more to the lake and being in the car more maybe over the summer. So those Melissa and Doug sticker books that you can reuse, wiki sticks. We also love pipe cleaners, anything that they kind of can play with in the back of the car, maybe some new Play-Doh. Look at your craft supplies and see, is there anything that you need? Maybe some new markers or crayons. Maybe they need to be brushed up. I'm not kidding you. Even some tape is always a good idea. My kids are always stealing my tape. So you can get creative and think of fun things to add for Easter gifts. Okay, so this was a super quick episode, but I just wanted to remind you of a couple of things as we close it out. Disasters make funny stories. So if you are hosting your Easter this year, can I just tell you, I decided when I was 6 months pregnant with Solon, our firstborn, I was going to have like the traditional Clark Griswold family Easter. I had Scott's family and my family, including my grandparents and Scott's grandmother, my parents, his parents, my sister, all in our very first house. Oh, I don't even know how we all fit. Anyway, I had this grand idea. I was going to make this meal. I was going to get an Easter ham, so I borrowed a roaster from a friend. We went to church, and we came back home, and my house was full of smoke. I was just burst into tears because, of course, the pregnancy hormones. I open up the roaster, and my Easter ham is a briquette. It's gone. There is no salvaging it. I mean, it is like Clark Griswold. You're going to be chewing and having to spit it out. So I sent my mom and my husband to the local grocery store that was surprisingly open, and all they could find was pressed ham. And so I served pressed ham as my protein for that Easter, and I was mortified. I cried, but it makes the funniest story now, and I just love it. So just remember that if something goes wonky or sideways this holiday celebration, just remember they make really funny stories. And the most important thing is you know, you're there, the reason for the season, the reason for the celebration to be with family. And again, like I said, we don't have a lot of time off. So it doesn't have to be fancy to be festive. You don't have to spend a lot of time. You don't have to spend a lot of money to make it really special and memorable for your family. But here's your practical takeaway this year, week. I want you to, your future self, to thank you. So does that mean that you need to think about Easter coming up next week, right? You have over just a little over a week to make some decisions and some plans. How are you going to celebrate? Who's hosting? What are you going to have for a meal? Are you going to go out? You probably want to make reservations. If so, do you need to order some things for Easter gifts? Do you need to make a meal plan? Do you need to gather egg decorating supplies or boil eggs or grab that egg-mazing egg decorating kit? Whatever it is, I just want your future self to thank your past self. So by listening to this podcast, hopefully you're getting some ideas in your head about either hosting an egg extravaganza, trying out some new fun ways and spins on the traditional Easter egg hunt, decorating Easter eggs, trying a new Easter treat, or trying some new delicious ideas with those leftover hard-boiled eggs. Whatever you do, I hope that you have a very festive Easter. It's coming right up. And it is so much joy to be celebrated in the Easter season. Have a great week, friends. Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Purposeful Living podcast. If you like this episode, it would mean so much if you'd share it with a friend or leave a quick rating and review so others can find our show. Until next time, you can find me at Simple Purposeful Living on Instagram and Facebook for some more encouragement and practical tips. You get one life, so let's enjoy it on purpose. Until next time, bye.